jail or a fine of $2,500. A judge has found two Marines, including one from Douglas County, in contempt of court for refusing to testify against a former squad leader who was accused of killing unarmed detainees in Iraq. But the judge today rejected the prosecution's pleas to throw the men in jail immediately. Instead, he ordered Sergeant Ryan Weimer of Hinesboro, Illinois, and Sergeant Jermaine Nelson to return to court in 30 days to begin proceedings on the contempt charges. The men invoked their Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination after they were called to testify in the civilian trial of former Marine Jose Luis Nazario, Jr. The two faced military charges of their own over the 2004 shootings in Fallujah. Barack Obama is calling on the mystic chords of memory about Abraham Lincoln as he returns to Springfield's old state capitol on the eve of his own presidential nomination. Obama announced his bid back in February of last year at the Capitol, where Lincoln served as a legislator. He'll speak there again tomorrow afternoon when he introduces his vice presidential running mate. Democrats expect to nominate Obama next week in Denver. A historian from Bloomington, Greg Koos, says the appearance by the nation's first major party black candidate at a Lincoln shrine, quote, closes the loop that Lincoln opened to human equality by helping end slavery. Republican State Senator Kirk Dillard says there's great symbolism in the alignment, but he says Obama invokes Lincoln because, like the 16th president, Obama has little experience for the top job. A Southwest Side Chicago congressman, Dan Lipinski, has come out in support of a controversial proposed railway sale. That puts him at odds with others in Illinois' congressional delegation. Tony Arnold has more.
Lipinski has remained out of the fray on Canadian National's bid to buy the Elgin, Joliet, and Eastern Railway. He sits on a House committee that oversees the Surface Transportation Board, which still has to approve the deal. Today he broke his silence by joining about 30 area mayors and elected officials in support of the sale.
I think we need to focus on the entire picture.
Lipinski acknowledges there are upsides and downsides to the deal, but he says ultimately it would reduce train traffic in many communities. But Bill Foster, a congressman from Chicago's far west suburbs, opposes the deal. He says it would increase the odds for train accidents. I'm Tony Arnold.
This year's Urbana Sweet Corn Festival boasts of more music, more activities, and corn. Urbana Business Association Executive Director Susan Tolson says the event's three stages will be programmed the entire time of the event, and all acts are free. The 16 musical guests include the Boat Drunks, the Delta Kings, a children's choir, and well-known rock band Foghat. A new activity this year is the Henry Ford Museum's Rouge Factory Tour. Tolson says the traveling exhibit, a mini version of a truck factory, is the first of what she hopes will be several partnerships with museums.
This thing is 60 foot wide, 45 foot deep. So when you come in, you will be able to watch a video, do some interactives, get your picture taken, and kind of get a sense for what it takes to build a Ford F-150.
Other activities include pony rides, a rock climbing wall, and laser tag, and, of course, 30,000 ears of corn will be for sale. The 33rd Sweet Corn Festival is in downtown Urbana, and it's going on now until 11 o'clock tonight, and then again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
Well, the top-of-the-hour observations across Illinois found clear skies or partly cloudy skies through most of the area. In east-central Illinois, temperatures in the upper 70s, low 80s, 81 right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Top-of-the-hour at Willard Airport was also 81. The dew point is at 70, and the temperature, well, they don't have a feels-like temperature, so to speak, but I guess we do, actually. At the top of the hour, it felt like 84 degrees. So a little bit of humidity on top of the warm air. And some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible again as an upper-level disturbance pushes through the area this evening. A cold front pushing east across Iowa tonight will move into the region tomorrow, and that means warm and muggy conditions ahead of the front and another chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms near the frontal boundary from tomorrow afternoon into early Sunday. Then the front moves through, and there is a little less humid air on the other end of that front. Low temperatures tonight range from the lower 60s in northwest Iowa to around 70 across much of Illinois and Indiana, 68 the low projected in Champaign-Urbana. Tomorrow's highs will range from around 80 behind that cold front as it goes through Iowa to near 90 degrees in southern Illinois and Indiana. We're looking for a partly to mostly cloudy night tonight, according to meteorologist Ed Kieser. It'll be muggy with a chance of a passing shower, the low 68, south winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. For tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, very warm and humid, and some showers and thunderstorms, especially late in the afternoon and into the evening, the high 88 tomorrow. Wind Saturday from the south to southwest at 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with some showers and thunderstorms, the low 64. Then back into the weekend Sunday, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or two in the morning, then becoming partly sunny with a high of 83. Monday sunny and a high of around 80. It's 81 in Urbana at 5:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Well, we're coming to the end of the Olympics. The closing ceremonies will light up the sky in Beijing on Sunday. If you're into medal counts, the U.S. leads in total medals, but the Chinese are far ahead with golds. And if you're more interested in the complicated politics behind the Chinese Games, there have been many storylines to follow there as well. We're going to wrap up the past 2 weeks with two of our tireless correspondents in Beijing, Anthony Kuhn, who reports